good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. If you're good-looking, you're always looking for and finding good. You found good in abundance because you've consciously tuned into Ion Las Vegas with your humble host, Barry Shaw, the ambassador of joy. Notice I didn't say the ambassador of joy. The ambassador of joy. And you're going to have so much joy coming to you from our amazing guest today. Now, before we bring on Dr. Ani Relkar, and he's going to really rock your world with goodness, I just want to give you a little insight into something. Now, the name of the show, of course, is Ion Las Vegas. And I am privileged to speak to millions of people every month because of my podcast. We reach over 528,000 people on every podcast. And I speak to people in person and such. And whenever I mention the two words, Las Vegas, people always lean in, open up their eyes and their ears. They tell me more because Las Vegas is a place of energy. Yes, of course, it has sex and gambling. It's really about energy and good things. And this is a place where entertainment is the entertainment capital of the world. Let me give you two data points, and then we'll bring on Dr. Ani right away. One is the following. You ready? If you take the entire population of New York City and you add in the entire population of Chicago, add in the entire population of Los Angeles, and then add in the entire population of the state of Florida, it doesn't equal the number of people that come to through Las Vegas in a year. 41 plus million people come here. Why? Like number two, because it's the entertainment capital of the world. It's the energy capital of the world. It's the entrepreneurial capital of the world. Things are happening here, and you're going to experience it right now because we're going to raise your level of awareness right now with amazing, wonderful, fabulous Dr. Ani Relkar. Dr. Ani, please say hello to 528,917 people around the world.
Hello, everybody. Really happy to be here. Thank you, Barry, for giving me this opportunity. Looking forward to talking to everybody and sharing my knowledge with you guys. Thank you, everyone, for this opportunity.
Well, talk about knowledge. This is going to touch people right where they sit. Now, this is more oriented towards men than women. However, it's for all human beings. However, what Ani is going to share with us, he is the foremost expert in the world on raising the level of male testosterone in a natural way. Now, you hear that? Now, I don't want anybody taking notes. Just lean in and experience him. Everything is going to be in the show notes. And remember, share this with five people. You want to share with 50 or 100, it's up to you. But at least five people so we can touch millions of people around the world. Because Dr. Ani is going to give us information that is really going to help you and raise up that which is languishing inside of you, which is male testosterone. So now that we've got people's attention, Ani, let's just jump right in. Please start with what I call, or you call, the great testosterone myth, M-Y-T-H. What is the myth about male testosterone?
Yeah, so the myth is that, like, you know, when you lose testosterone, you need to take testosterone replacement therapy and to increase your testosterone. But the truth is you can raise your testosterone levels naturally, and that's what I'm going to talk about. And we often fall prey to advertising and marketing efforts where, you know, they make you believe that if you're losing testosterone, you feel like a less of a man, but that's not the case. So that's the greatest myth that I'm talking about.
Okay, so let's unpack something here because that was a punch. I'll give you an example of something just happened the other day. So I am privileged to tell people I had two stents put in my heart just a couple of weeks ago. It was a risky procedure, and so thank God it worked out very, very well. And I went to see my cardiologist, and I looked at him, and my wife, my sister-in-law, had told me about, well, you should be taking da-da-da-da-da now that you have these stents put in. And he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, look, you can take this stuff, but it's like all supplements. It's expensive urine. It comes out in the urine. So are you telling us, Ani, that most of the supplements and the stuff that's promoted is really going to go in one way, come out the other way, and it just really coming out as expensive urine?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that so the drugs that are included in the testosterone replacement therapy, they do work, okay? But there are side effects and they cost a lot of money. And then they require a continuous monitoring through a physician. And so that's, but I would like to distinguish between drugs and supplements. So the drugs that I'm talking about have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration of the United States. So they are legal, they are, you know, they are,
we'll even call them safe. We'll call them safe for a moment.
Yeah, yeah. So they are, no, they are not fake. That's what I'm saying.
No, safe.
Safe, safe, safe. Yeah, safe. Sorry. And the supplements, now supplements do, you know, sometimes create expensive urine. But however, there are certain supplements that you can get through your food, which you can take naturally, that like vitamins and minerals that come from food, that can increase your testosterone levels naturally. But supplements, what happens is supplements are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. So any claim that they make on the bottle label, you cannot believe it because it's not been tested. It's just somebody's opinion. Now, you know, like I said, some supplements may work, but most of them have not been tested, so there is no way of knowing whether they work or not.
Good. So let's now get right to the nitties and the gritties, Ani. Nitty and gritty, very American phrase. Let's name three foods that literally can help male testosterone.
Yeah, so the three foods, one is any kind of protein source that you can eat, like beef, chicken, or any protein that, you know, that animal-derived protein.
Oh, wait a minute. Then, animal-derived, not soybeans per se.
No, you can get soybean protein from soybean, but soybean also has some compounds called soy isoflavonoids, which actually increase your estrogen in your body. So I would prefer if you're going to get protein, you should get it from animal sources because the protein that it's a lot more like nutrition density is a lot more in there. Plant proteins, you have to eat a huge quantity of plants to get the same amount of protein that you would get from animal-based proteins.
Okay,
so that's
animal-based protein. Steak.
Right.
Barbecue chicken. You know, what else is there in the meat? Anything in the meats.
So, yeah. So, what your readers and listeners should know is that when possible, always get grass-fed organic meats, not, you know, like heavily like antibiotics and hormone given animals that, you know, like that could actually harm you. The second thing I would say is vitamins like B, anything in the B complex family, you know, B3, B12, and all the other vitamins. And then the third thing I would say is healthy fats, like, you know, from avocado or like extra virgin olive oil. Because what people should realize is that testosterone, if you look at the chemical structure of testosterone, the basic chemical that helps you synthesize testosterone in your body is cholesterol. And you get cholesterol from animal sources, and you get, and when you have fats and cholesterol, that's when your body can make testosterone, because testosterone is the, cholesterol is the basic building block of testosterone.
So first of all, I got to tell people, Ani is a wonderful, amazing man. He dedicated his life, his professional life, certainly, to studying this unique area for human beings, especially men. Again, testosterone in men is really critical. And he has a PhD in pharmaceutical sciences, and he has a mission. His mission is to help men reclaim their vitality. And here's the big word, the N word. We're going to use the N word, Anit. Naturally. So thus far, we've been talking about things I want to emphasize. If you're going to go out and buy supplements and things like that, just be aware, as Anit has told us, these are people's claims. They're not substantiated by data, factual data that the FDA does. And if you're going to use things that are approved by the FDA, then just be aware, it is relatively expensive and one needs to be under a physician's care. So those two pieces of data are critical to understanding what you want to do vis-a-vis male testosterone. And again, even for men, women also. So now what Anit has shared with us thus far is so important. Number one, he's given us three basic food groups that are beneficial, that make you happy. Who doesn't like eating wonderful, great food and sharing with other people? That's the best way to have great testosterone. Be happy in what you eat. He made a caveat, and I want to emphasize the caveat. The caveat is when you're talking about animal protein in today's world, you want to get organic, grass-fed meats. And that I presume at the moment, I'm going to go on a limb here, try to avoid not only processed foods, but especially these processed things like pastrami and corned beef and, you know, the stuff that you buy in the deli. Right on that, Anit?
Yes, true.
So we want to use animal protein, which is what the good Lord provided for us. However, remember, organic and grain-fed, which means it's going to cost more money. However, every dollar you spend is to your benefit, as opposed to supplements. In other words, a big can of supplements that somebody says has on the front, you know, this big strapping guy, and there you are, that's me. Okay, what you're doing is you're putting into your body maybe good, then again, may not, and it's going to cost you. Use your money wisely. The second thing, and again, he's talking about the vitamin B world. I mean, the vitamin B complexes. Anything to do with the B complexes is to your advantage. And the third thing is, and this is really critical, people say, cholesterol, oh my gosh! Well, there's good cholesterol and there's bad cholesterol. Am I correct on that, Anit?
That is correct, yes.
Right. We're talking about the good stuff. The good stuff is heavy fats, virgin olive oil, delicious avocados. When you start doing guacamole and great salads and you put olive oil over and such like that, what are you doing? You are enhancing your physical well-being. And I'm talking about it physically, mentally, and spiritually. I'm adding that in.
Yes, that is correct. And you know, as you rightly pointed out, even mental health is very important because stress can actually raise your cortisol, which reduces your testosterone. So if you can manage stress, if you can, and then exercise also. Exercise.
I'm going to interrupt you, put you on pause. We have wonderful advertisers that we wouldn't have on if we didn't vet them. If we didn't think they passed the FDA test of us. We're going to be right back with more Anit. Don't go away because this is your health right here. Be right back as a brief message. Good day. Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good looking for me. Good looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We found good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good. His name is Dr. Anit Relkar. He has devoted his life to helping males raise their testosterone level naturally. That's the N word. We love the N word, naturally. And you're going to do it with fun. What we call the F-U word, Anit. capital N, capital N. That's really fun. You're talking about eating well. And like we just before we went to our break, if you're eating well, that means that your physical well-being is better, your mental well-being is better, and your spiritual. So you're talking about mental. You were just going to talk to us about reducing stress.
That is correct. So as I said before we went to the break, that stress can actually increase your levels of cortisol, which then actually reduces your levels of testosterone. And then that can also affect you. The other thing is exercise, and not just cardio or aerobic exercise. You have to do exercise like strength training or weight training. Or you could do high intensity interval training where your body, you do high, short bursts of high activity and then followed by a short burst of rest. And then you again go to short burst of high activity. The objective here is to make sure that your heart rate doesn't come down to normal. You have to keep elevated heart rate for a short period of time. And that will give you more benefits than an hour on a treadmill or hour on a Stairmaster, because your body is constantly at a higher heart rate and is performing much better. And you can do a half hour workout, which will give you more benefits than walking on treadmill for an hour or 2 hours. Now, don't get me wrong. Walking is a great exercise. And if you have not exercised before, I would start out by walking a few mile or two and then build up your levels.
Now, I happen to be a swimmer. And I consider swimming one of the best exercises in the world. Because it, one of the same time, it's cardio. Mm-hmm. And you do bursts of, you know, one or two laps, push.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to emphasize here something that is really critical. Ani is a mythbuster. Why is he a mythbuster? Because he gave us already two pathways and then a third. And the third is the best, in my humble opinion. Two pathways. One is, yes, you can use FDA-approved testosterone shots and such like that. Again, there's an expense involved and you need to be under the care of a physician. So by definition, there's a real dollar amount that goes with it. And it could be hundreds of dollars a month. Let's just put that on the table. Mm-hmm. On the other side, which is really easy to do because the marketing is there, is you get a big can of stuff that says, you're going to look like this guy in just a couple of weeks. Just keep scooping this stuff in and remember to buy more. So that has no approval by any kind of medical testing. And therefore, it's somebody's opinion. As Ani said, you know, you want to buy that opinion, you can do it. It may end up as expensive urine. Those are the two extremes at the moment. However, Ani, because again, he's a PhD in the pharmaceutical sciences, and he's on a mission to enable people to have great testosterone, N-word, naturally. How do you do that? Well, he's given us foods. He's talked about reducing stress. He's talking about exercise. In other words, living well. I'm putting words in your mouth, Ani. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Living well, which means eating well and enjoying it. I mean, is there anybody, and aside from really devout vegetarians or, you know, Indians and such, which you are, that don't eat meat, people who do it for religious reasons or whatever. But here we are in America, you know, great steak, great chicken on the barbecue and Thanksgiving time and in the holidays and such. Eat well with family and friends. Be of good cheer. Have a lot of avocados and a great salad with lots of olive oil. B complex vitamins approved by the FDA, by the way. And guess what? Stress is reduced. Go out and exercise. You are going to be living the life that others will say to you, hey, how do you do that? Am I right on this, Ani?
That is very true, yes.
So this is the formula that he has given to us. And I, again, everything is in the show notes because I want you to really avail yourself of what he calls his testosterone solution. He has a course. And the course is more than just what the three things we talked about here today. If you use this course, you will be educated. And when you're educated, you can help others. And the best way to help others is to be a poster child yourself. In other words, I'm 77. And people say to me, wow, Barry Shore, you're amazing. And I am. Heart stuff, well, that can happen to anybody. You know, I had two stents put in. I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week. I really enjoy my wife's cooking, and she's very careful to make sure that I have just what you said, these great, and again, organic grass-fed. So that means you need to go out of your way a little bit, but there are stores everywhere in America today. Mm-hmm. In America, you can do it. Around the rest of the world, it's not as easy. We have listeners all around the world who are now really jealous and say, I want to live here. Everybody wants to live in America. And I mean, here in Las Vegas, you can go to 13 different stores and get organic grain-fed meats. You can get the best vegetables possible. Everything is there for you. The key is making sure you do it. Because you do it, you have physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Am I right on that, Ani?
Yes, you're right.
So let's talk a little bit about something else that's it's still in there, and you wanted to mention it, and I didn't realize. You want to talk to people about affiliate marketing and making money. And I don't know how it fits together, but you're my guest, and I love you, and I'm here to share with our audience. Talk to us about that and why you want to discuss it.
Well, if you look at the recent events that have happened, right, the government shut down for 43 days, people not getting their SNAP benefits, great big companies like Amazon, UPS, GM, laying off thousands of people. So what I feel is that, you know, if you have a job, then you're working for somebody else and you are not working for yourself and you don't control when and where you can get your job and how long you can keep your job. Because if there's layoffs, then, you know, if you happen to be one of those people, then you're going to be affected. Same thing with government benefits. If you are on government benefits, or if you are a government employee, when the government shutdown happens, you don't get paid. Some of the people were let go. They were not even going to bring them back. So my objective here is to make sure that people create their own economy. And one of the things that you can do very easily is do affiliate marketing. And what I mean by that is you basically promote somebody else's product. So you don't even have to create the product. All you have to do is let other people know that you like XYZ product. And if they buy, then you can make money. Now, normally when you make recommendations to people, like saying, hey, I bought a Ford or I bought a GM car and maybe you should buy it. GM or Ford is not paying you. But if you become an affiliate and then you say, hey, here's my special link. If you go to the GM website and buy a car, GM will give me a commission. That's what affiliate marketing is all about. You can become an Amazon associate where if you recommend certain products that are on Amazon's website, Amazon will pay you a commission. Now, the type of affiliate marketing I'm talking about is high ticket affiliate marketing, which is products that cost $2,000 to $5,000 or up. So there could be courses, there could be masterminds, there could be other things. And you can easily find these affiliate programs. And I also have information about that.
Let me interrupt you. Everything is in the show notes. One of the reasons I invited Ani is because he's a wealth of information. Not just information, useful, transformative information, inspiration. Everything is in the show notes. So please continue, Andy.
So what I'm talking about is specifically high ticket affiliate marketing, where you promote products that are that cost upwards of $2,000 to $5,000 and more, and you could get commissions, you know, up to 50%. Now, there's no guarantees that you can make money, because like every other business opportunity, it all depends on how much effort you put in and how much the product itself does well in the market. But what I'm saying is, it's better than, at least you are controlling your destiny. You're not depending on somebody else for your daily bread. And with the government shutdown also, this is temporary, because the agreement is only valid until January 30th. If they don't increase the debt ceiling again, the government could shut down again. So I think you need to remove the uncertainty out of your life. And that's what I'm saying. You know, make sure that you control your destiny and you create your own economy.
So I now understand the web that you just wove, which is so beautiful. And they fit together like a hand in a glove. Because what you're doing with empowering men specifically, but women as well, to make sure that their testosterone levels are at the right place, elevated. And you're doing that by understanding that you are in charge. That's your message. You are in charge. In other words, if you do go to a doctor and get the shots and things like that, I can say this, ready? You're still not in charge, because the doctor is in charge. And yeah, if you, by the way, your doctor might say, hey, if you recommend people, I'll give you a commission. Okay, that could work. I'm sure smart doctors would do that. So let's you know. However, it's still the doctor in charge. One of the things that was happening here, as I see, is that you are a person who loves empowering people to be their own best advocate.
Yes.
How do you become your own best advocate? Listen to what Ani is sharing with us. Fine. He didn't tell you, hey, I got a couple of things here and I'm going to give you, should join my group. Okay. Maybe in the show notes, everything's going to be there. However, what he's saying to you is think strategically. Understand that a job is a job and it can go away tomorrow. And it can go away because of a government shutdown. It can go away because a business rearranges itself. It goes away because they don't care about you. The only one that cares about you, you ready? This might be revelatory to a lot of people, is you. Only you that should care about you. And if you have a family, then you certainly should care about you. And the best way to care about you is to think strategically, like Ani is sharing with us. Think about the idea of affiliate marketing and not necessarily offering things that are $28, $30. You know, think about aligning yourself with an organization that may have been around already for a decade or more. I can name one in particular, Tony Robbins, as an example. Become an affiliate, and that may pay X number of dollars. May, you know, somebody goes to a Tony Robbins seminar and pays $3,000, you may have just made $1,000. And I can tell you, almost guarantee, the person will be thanking you. But a point, my bigger point here is that Ani is bringing us the mindset that goes with understanding your testosterone with the N word, naturally. So Ani, I'm loath to say the words I'm about to say. We're coming to a close in our time together. I have three quick questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, will you come back again?
I will, for sure, yes.
Thank you so much. Number two, Dr. Ani Railkar, you only have 80 seconds to answer this question. What is your most fervent desire?
To help people.
You all hear that? He didn't hesitate, and it didn't take him 80 seconds. Help people, that's what he's about. And number three, Dr. Ani, may I give you a hug in front of 529,711 people around the world?
Yes, for sure.
Let me tell
I would
you
love that.
Let me tell you what HUG stands for. Heartfelt, unlimited, giving. On the count of three. One, two, three. Roar! And remember, you're listening to I on Las Vegas because this is the place of energy. And you've just been energized. You just got information that's transformative for you and people that you love. So a big blessing coming from Ani and Barry. Go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Ani, don't go away.